program is brought to you in living color.
Lock and Load, this is John Maynard, and this is Record Bin Roulette.
And this is John Kessler, long-forgotten garage sale vinyl brought to life before your ears.
And our bullet-riddled Record Bin Roulette wheel has curiously spun around to Memorial Day.
So, on this weekend, reserved for honoring those who have fallen in service.
Or for some, the Macy's three-day white sale. Or for kids.
Yeah, no school on Monday.
We'll offer our version of Memorial Day, songs and sounds inspired one way or another by a military action.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
Nothing says patriotism like Gomer Pyle.
His truth is,
and from the pop side of this Civil War twin spin.
When Johnny comes marching home again, hooray.
The next great war came 50 years later. It's called World War I. This George M. Cohan song battled its way to the top of the charts in 1918.
Song number one from World War number one.
And sometimes decades go by before a war will inspire a song. In this case, not necessarily a good one. This decidedly obnoxious novelty song about the World War I flying ace.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more.
Well, Snoopy flew the Sop with Camel, but do you know what the Red Baron flew?
Yes, I do.
Well,
it was,
what?
A Fokker. I was fired once for mentioning that plane.
And now Record Bin Roulette is up to the big one, World War II.
Number two.
Probably the most iconic tune from the time. This Bette Midler version went top 10 some 40 years after the war ended.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way.
And while the original Andrews sisters were singing that song, General George S. Patton was telling his troops,
"Men, I want you to remember that no bastard ever won war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country."
He was a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B.
And running counterpoint to General Patton on matters of war. Well, there's just so many songs that reflect the spirit of Memorial Day. A lot of them we've had to leave on the cutting room floor.
We just don't have time to play songs like
Soldier Boy,
or like
The Brave Men of the Green Beret,
or
Billy, don't be a hero.
Well, it's really sad we don't have time to play the entire 1812 Overture. Perfect song for Memorial Day. And I used to eat puffed wheat cereal, the cereal that's shot from guns, to this song.
You're going to put someone's eye out with your puffed wheat. And that's it for Record Bin Roulette. You learn anything today, kid?
Yeah, no school on Monday.
This is John Kessler.
And this is John Maynard. We shall return.
It's true.